What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that's willing to leave his wife and child at home and fly to Russia in order to defeat the evil Ivan Drago. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, Terry.
Now, Andy.
Yeah?
You may have recognised that little...
What was that all about?
Sounded a bit familiar, didn't it? Well, it was loosely based to the fact that we're covering Rocky IV from 1985, written, directed, and starring Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, he directed it too?
Yes, sir.
Ooh-wee. Oh my God.
Yeah. The most 80s movie ever?
I think it's... Yeah. I think so.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to hold it. Yeah. I'm going to hold it.
Still holding. Still holding.
How the fuck are you, Terry?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Yeah? What's been going on with you?
What's been going on with me?
What's your deal, huh?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. What did I do with the weekend? I tell you what I did.
Go on.
First of all, let's talk about Friday.
Okay, what happened on Friday?
Snow, Andy.
Hey!
Fucking...
Shut down!
Hell!
This country...
I was on the train. Yeah. I left my house at 7 o'clock Friday morning.
Go on.
Little flakes of like
oh, how nice.
It was like, oh, this is almost like hail. Little sleet on the train. Actually looked really nice out the window. Mm-hmm. I was like, look at this. Lovely morning. Got to Bray. Fine. Doing Leary. Fine. Next stop is Blackrock. And like people are like standing, filming out the window of the train. Like, what are they filming?
What?
And it's like just white everywhere.
And, oh, just because of the whiteness?
Yeah, because of the snow. Like, I was like, but like one stop earlier, there was no snow.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a circle. And once you cross the line entering the circle.
It was like the south side got snow. And
north side got it too.
Did it?
North side got it too. But it was, again, it was kind of like some people like in Baldoyle. I was like, oh, it's raining out here. And then like Artane is like blanketed.
Yeah. I was luckily home.
What's going on?
I was luckily home. Although I was trying my best to get into work. And I was told, no, the roads are too bad.
Well,
don't. And I was like, okay, it's Friday.
One of the girls in my office, I had to send her home. She lives in Gorey.
Oh, yeah.
And she was worried that the bus, she gets a bus up. She's like, I don't know if the bus is going to run.
Number two. She get the number two?
No, I don't know what
133?
No, that's the one I tried to get on Friday because the trains.
Yeah. Good luck getting a 133. Every time I tried to get a 133, it's like, no, you want the 133X. There, along in another half an hour. Never arrived.
I missed that. I left work because the trains weren't running. There was a signal. No, trains were suspended between Lansdowne Road.
Bad behaviour. Sorry.
Lansdowne Road and Dunleary. And I'm smack dab in the middle of that. I'm like, great. So, but I sent, like one of the girls, she's like, my sister works across in the university hospital. I send her home. She's like, can I go? I was like, yeah, yeah. She left at 20 past 10, didn't get home till 3 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah. And then.
And then what was your leaving experience?
My Lord.
Now, I did technically offer a lift. Like, well, you know, it was just a throw. I mean, I would have done it, but it's like, you know, let me know if you're stuck. And then
what
I see video call incoming.
That'd be funny.
I was like, oh shit. I was like, is he cashing in on this? I was like, he'll hang up. He'll realize he's accidentally called instead of messaging me. I'm like, no, it's still ringing. I was like, hello?
So I made it as far as Bray. And okay, it didn't look like I was going to be going any further. So I missed that 133 bus. And then I got another bus. That, like, your man was reluctant to let me on. I was
They're
like,
always reluctant.
But I was like, I don't tricks. Have... He's like, have you got a LEAP card? I was like, I got my Transport for Ireland card, and they said they're honouring that because the trains aren't running.
Okay.
And your man's like, no? And I was like, so I can't get on? Like, I just want to go to Bray. And he was like, have you not got a LEAP card? I was like, I have this thing. And he's like, go on. And then, like, I
hate it.
Yeah, just let me on. Like, it's fucking force majeure, like, man. Let me on.
Thanks, fucking bus driver. I'm sorry. That's
so I got on, and then... I made it to Bray, but it was like, I looked, the reason why I was going to Bray, because it was like, the commuter bus, I actually had to fucking tweet Iarán Ó Éireann.
Oh, you seen? I saw.
It's like some sort of fucking loser.
Hey, jag off.
Yeah. And they came back saying, running like 30, 40 minutes behind. Yeah. And I was like, if this bus gets to Bray at 10 to 3. Well, the 20 past 2 that they're supposed to be there at, that'll give me enough time. It's like, turns out I got there, it's like no movement. And it didn't look like there was going to be any movement.
They're just saying things then, really, aren't
they? I know.
They,
like? So it's like soaked and stinking and like squelchy feet.
Ugh.
And I said, you know what? Maybe Andy's sitting at home, 3 o'clock, twiddling his thumbs, doing nothing. Yeah. I'm like, maybe he can come collect me. What's it, like a 40-minute drive? We'd have some laughs.
And then back.
We'd have some laughs, right?
Hey, look, if you'd have given me carte blanche on what to do that day, I would have dropped everything and come to get you. That's what I would have preferred to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But you didn't.
No. Now, I have to pick up my child from school.
Yeah.
And I'm calling Kerry. Which door does she come out of? There's no one else waiting here but me.
Like, what school are you at? Like,
oh no.
I'm at the wrong school. So eventually, like an hour later, the train showed up. I got on, I was stinking, and some poor schmuck had to sit beside me. And then I got home, and I was miserable.
Yeah.
It was nice to be home. I got home about 4:45. It was nice to be home.
Nice.
Early, for once. And
you made it in the end.
I did. I fell asleep after getting the kids down to bed. I fell asleep in the bed.
Conked.
So my Friday, literally, like, Faye came up at like 9:30. She's like, are you asleep? And I was like, huh? Like,
No, I'm
like, bedtime normally doesn't take this long. I'm like, I'll be down. It's like, my evening was a write-off.
That's the biggest crime of all. It's robbed you of your Friday night. You only get one a week.
I know.
You know? Do you want to know what I was doing on Friday?
Sure.
I was getting fucking rabbits.
Oh,
we have rabbits now.
Andy.
We have rabbits now in the house. Why not? Kerry wanted them. Joni wanted them. I guess that's just how it is.
Yeah. Huh?
It's just how it is.
Nobody cares about what old Andy wants.
No.
You want less animals.
I want less dependence. Mm. I mean, my kids, you know, I wouldn't lose any of my kids. You know, they're integral. Okay,
gun to your head.
Yeah.
And let's take the rabbits out of this.
Okay.
You have a cat and a dog.
Yeah.
You can only keep one.
Yeah.
The other one you have to feed to a lion.
Okay.
In order for the lion to leave you alone.
Okay.
Who do you get rid of?
The dog.
All right. Zero hesitation. Wow.
The dog.
You've become a cat boy.
I am a cat boy.
Yeah. All right, Andy. It's taken you years.
Oh, I would have 20 cats running around the house.
I told you.
You know what I mean? I don't even like animals running around the house. I don't even view cat. She's so not a bother.
Arlo?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is, of course, that with the introduction of rabbits, and she is a predator, and they are prey, so right now we have the hutch in Joni's room.
Surely that's not okay.
Nope. I don't agree with it, but we're going to be moving them into the garage because it's like was for her birthday.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, she can have them in there. They're not really stinking or anything like that. Like, they're not only in there.
They'll get there.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And when they do, we'll move them out. But we're going to put
you
them in
the
garage. You
should get chickens next.
That is actually what's going to happen. So we have two newts that she found.
Newts?
In the back, yeah. And she got a big crate and she called it Newtopia. And she put
Is this Joni or Kerry? Okay.
Kerry.
All right, yeah.
She got a...
You can forgive me for...
Sorry, yeah.
You can forgive the question, Newtopia.
She has Newtopia and there's a mossy log, there's some water. I mean, it really is a haven. She gives them fresh worms every couple of days.
Treats them better than
you. Yeah. I haven't even gone near the newts except when she says, hey, look, they're out. I'm like, oh, very good. I have named them.
What are they called?
Isaac
Snoopy?
Isaac Newton.
Okay, yeah.
Isaac Newton and Olivia Newton-John. You like that? Come on. Now, it's just Isaac and Olivia we call them now, but, you know.
I get it.
Yeah, it's funny, right? And then the rabbits are called...
On the nose.
Yeah, I know. The rabbits are called Yin and Yang. I didn't name them. One is a white fluffy one. The other one's not black, so it doesn't work, but...
That's a shame.
You know, just fucking... You know,
chickens would be, you know, eggs.
Yeah, I know.
How many eggs do you guys go through a week?
You know what?
House?
Not that many, actually. We go through phases of eating eggs. No, I don't get me wrong. I love egg.
Yeah.
Sometimes I love egg so much I think I'm going to turn into one giant egg.
You're kind of getting there.
Now, do you realise that you were quoting Father Ted there?
No.
Really? Oh, you meant body shape, of course.
And head. head style.
That was in Father Ted, where he's like, I think we're going to turn into one big giant egg. And Ted's like, I think that process has already begun. literally, pretty much what you said.
Feel dirty for quoting that shit.
What about you? Hey, it's fine. Yeah. It's ours now.
Fuck
it's
that guy. Yeah, yeah, fuck that guy. What about me?
How many eggs?
Take a guess.
I would say you have at least 2 eggs a day.
Not me. My family.
Okay, well, you have 2 eggs a day, I would say.
Used to.
And then the kids and the fam would eat the rest. I would say you go through about 20 eggs a week.
20 plus.
Ooh.
Like we bought on Monday last week, we bought 20 fresh eggs.
Free range?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
And then I had to, was it Saturday? At some point over the weekend, I had to go and buy another 12. Now, jeez. We didn't eat the 12 by the end of the weekend. But
now, what way are you consuming those eggs?
Take your
Break
pick.
It down.
Take your pick.
Half of them scrambled?
I mean, a lot of them would be scrambled. Mm-hmm. If I'm making the kids eggs, it's probably scrambled. If I'm making me eggs, it's scrambled. Mm-hmm. Faye likes to do the old beaten up egg in a cup for the kids well, like as a little snacky meal thing.
Are there any interest in egg and soldiers?
They haven't. No, we haven't done that. Yeah, yeah, that's not too bad.
No, you just got to get the egg right. That's the hard part.
I'm omelette or scrambled eggs. That's my wheelhouse there. Make good ones. Can't really do a fried egg. It's
impossible.
Thank you.
I can't do a fucking flipping the shit on top of it. And I'm like, what? No, I can't.
Flipping the what?
Like, Kerry would do a fried egg where she'll kind of like flick the...
Over easy?
No, but she'll like flick the oil that's in the pan on top. So the yolk doesn't go, it goes pinky rather than yellow, you know?
I kind of like it.
Yeah. But now, I'll tell you this, Terry. I can't cook for shit, but my scrambled eggs. Sure, you tasted them. You tasted them when we were in at fucking Gary Stagg. I was up early cooking breakfast for you and Andy. Remember that?
No.
Well, I was doing it. I went through the eggs. I cooked some bacon. I cooked some sausages. I was up first. I know it's Redden playing.
Oh, yeah.
A nice vibe when he's got up. There you go. Here's some breakfast.
I saw a picture of me August last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, look at this, Faye. Look how fresh and thin I look. And then a picture of me in March. Was it Stag Feb or March?
Was it a year ago already?
Yeah.
Fuck
it was
off.
But it was like, a picture of me around that time and it's like, big beard, sag eyes. And I was like, and she's like, that's just after we had Gus, like pre-Gus, post-Gus.
Of course.
Like, yeah. You can tell the difference. Like, oh, there's at least half to three quarters of a stone difference in there. Like,
oh, man. It's fucking, you're just getting through it, aren't you?
Yeah, man. Yeah. White knuckle.
I saw a picture of me and I had, there's something about me wearing a formal suit and I had my shaved head so you could really tell how thinning I was at the top.
Is this Gary's wedding?
Yeah. And I was like,
I think that picture of you looks well. Stop beating yourself up.
No, I every time I see it, I'm like, hello, 50-year-old.
The shaved head is not your friend yet.
It'll have to be because I'm developing a little island on the top here. You know,
I think it looks pretty good.
Thank you, Terry. I appreciate pretty good. That. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. I tell you what, we went for a walk on Sunday, drove up to Glendalough.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know how often you go up to Glendalough. I've probably take it for granted.
A few times.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't take it for granted.
I'd say you do.
I bask in the Garden County, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
But you're south.
Yeah, but it's
you're
all
on the border.
Yeah, but it's all one, it's one up, love.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah. But anyway, we went up and I don't know, you know where the lake is in Glendalough?
Please.
So the second
Terry, you're in Wicklow a year, okay? Please don't insult me.
I can't remember.
I've been in Wicklow 7 years.
Yeah,
eight
but
years.
I don't think you've ever mentioned Glendalough to me.
Well, it never comes up. Anyway, sorry.
So we went up to the car park by the lake. The mistake by the lake. And you know that walkway that's just up there?
I know the walkway.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And it was like,
it is lovely.
The sun was out. It was like you're in Northern California or something. It's like you're not in Ireland.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
It is.
Gorgeous it is. I got some great pictures.
I remember specifically when... just going to move this camera over here. Get your good side, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
I remember specifically when I was in work and I had a thing in Wexford County Council. And so I went there by myself, got the train. It was like a training course we were doing for them. And whatever, I did the whole day, it was fine. I wasn't doing it, I was just organising it, sitting in the back. But then on the way back, I passed by on the train, like all of Wicklow. And I was very unfamiliar with Wicklow at the time. This is before I'd moved to Wicklow.
You were in Dublin? Like,
yeah, and I was like, this is like fucking prairie land here. I was like, what is this magical place? And ever since then, Wicklow was in like in my head of like, man, Wicklow's beautiful.
It is. I think it's the most beautiful
I agree.
County.
And every time I go anywhere in Ireland, it's like, yeah, that's nice.
Tell you.
But poof.
Clare last year gave it a run for its money. Clare,
I'm very unfamiliar with the West Coast, to be honest.
Gorgeous. Now you have to get the weather, you know, yourself.
Oh yeah.
Because you're exposed on.
You're exposed to the elements.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is it. It'll
kick your ass.
We'll stay dry, that's the main thing.
Yeah. It'll leave you like a bloody pulp, like Apollo Creed in this movie. Rocky IV.
How does he do it?
Let's get into it.
Today the Soviet Union has officially entered professional boxing.
This is not just an exhibition fight that doesn't mean anything. Look, this is us against them. What are you talking about? Come on.
Perhaps this simple defeat of this little so-called champion will be a perfect example of how pathetic and weak your society has become.
Now the fight date been set yet?
December 25th.
Where?
It's in Russia.
Are you nuts?
Rocky, what's going on?
Drago is the most perfectly trained athlete ever.
It's suicide! You can't win!
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
Rocky Balboa is in serious trouble.
That was a trailer for 1985's Rocky IV, written by Sylvester Stallone, directed by Sylvester Stallone, and starring Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
Andy, you gotta take a stab at the budget?
The budget, I'm going to say 30 million.
28. All right. Box office opening.
Opening 25.
Oh, so close. 19.
Ah, yeah.
I'm not giving it to you.
All right.
Domestic total?
138 million.
172.
Okay. Worldwide?
Yeah, hit me.
300 million.
On the button!
Fuck yes!
2 out of 4, okay.
Fuck yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, no.
Critics.
Okay, critics, I'll say 62.
40.
Okay.
Audience?
62.
80.
Okay.
So, 2 out of 6. And I have one bonus one for you, because there was a director's cut released a couple of years ago. Ooh. Rocky IV, Rocky versus Drago. The main difference is they got rid of the robot.
It's so hard to not just launch into this movie, to be honest with you, Terry. To sit here and put my poker face on while you give me the bop here.
Okay. All right, so I'll give you one more shot.
At what?
At Rocky versus Drago, Rotten Tomatoes, critics only.
Oh, critics only, 50.
72.
Okay. Well, they really didn't like the robot.
I think a lot of those 40% is probably at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was up for... I'm going to get it out now.
No, come on. You don't know it off by hand?
Well, no, to be honest. But it was up for a bunch of Razzie Awards. Okay. Now, the Razzies are bullshit, to be honest.
Yeah, they are.
I think, you know, we'd be doing ourselves a disservice if we didn't kind of take it all in its entirety. Okay.
Okay. He's vamping here while
most definitely. Keep gaming. So, care to guess how many nominations it had?
At the Razzies? The esteemed Razzies?
At the esteemed
6
Razzies. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wow.
9 Razzies.
So was this critically panned?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. But everybody loves it.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody's like, it's the best Rocky. I'm like, it's not the best Rocky.
Yeah.
Care to take a stab at any of the awards? Hit me with some Razzie ones.
Worst acting.
Worst actor, yeah. Okay.
Worst director.
Yes, worst director.
Worst screenplay.
Yes, that's three.
Worst soundtrack.
Let's see. Worst. No.
I mean,
worst.
I don't know.
Worst musical score.
Okay. What else?
Worst picture. Worst supporting actor, Burt Young, Paulie himself. Two for worst supporting actress in Talia Shire and Brigitte Nielsen, who plays Ivan Drago's wife.
Where do I know her from, Brigitte
Nielsen? She was married to Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
They got married. They kind of had a weird breakup or something later on.
Were they
on.
Together at this stage?
No, they go on to be afterwards.
Interesting.
Worst new star is also Brigitte Nielsen, which I think is a bit harsh.
That's harsh. I thought she was all right.
And
I thought she was a bit of all right. No, I'm just kidding.
And that's it. Nine,
okay.
Nine Razzies.
Okay. What do you got, Terry? That's what I want to know.
Well, after the success of Rocky III, $270 million worldwide, by the way.
Well.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
That's good.
In the 80s, like $300 million in the 80s, by the way, is phenomenal.
That's good, right?
Yeah, this phenomenal.
One. Yeah.
Like, $270 for Rocky III is also phenomenal.
Wow, okay.
Like, Stallone at this point in his career is huge star. Like, these movies are making serious bank.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it when we get to the end.
Okay.
But,
and, like, the previous Rockies, because we've skipped Rocky 2 and 3 to get to here in this series, were they hits? They were
they're
successes?
Hits.
Were they critical successes too?
Yeah, they're, yeah, like, it's diminishing from Rocky 1.
Right.
Two.
And then 2 was a bit worse and 3 was a bit worse still?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're still pretty good. Like, there's loads of clips from 2 and 3 in this.
Yeah, I noticed, yeah.
Like, when they're on the beach,
yeah.
Apollo and Rock are on... That's 3. So 2
3
is,
seems like quite a classic, is it?
I kind of don't really...
Okay,
like,
okay.
But it really depends on your mileage. Your mileage may vary with these. Like, 1 is the best. Some people think 2 is the best.
Right, right.
I don't, personally, because it's kind of just a retread of 1 with a few other bits.
Do a lot of people think the 4 is the best?
A lot of people from our era is like Rocky IV is amazing.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. So after the success of that, development started on Rocky IV. However, it faced some controversy due to a copyright lawsuit. Timothy Anderson wrote a script for Rocky IV and sued Stallone for copyright infringement, unfair competition, unjust enrichment, and breach of confidence. Now, that may mean nothing to you.
It does.
Well, the case started after Anderson had viewed Rocky 3 and was inspired to write a treatment for an upcoming unnamed Rocky picture. Like, he literally took it upon himself.
I'm going to write a Rocky movie.
Pretty much. Like,
okay.
And
did he know Stallone? Did he have any involvement with
him?
No,
and he ended up meeting with people from the MGM board with a view, they said, to using his script as Rocky 4. Anderson claimed that MGM told him if the deal went ahead, he'd be paid a huge sum of money. And he met with Stallone in May of 1983 at his office in Paramount Pictures, in Stallone's office.
Okay.
This is the most crazy fact. The meeting was arranged by the White House Chief of Staff, Michael Deaver.
What?
I know, like...
What?
He arranged and attended the meeting.
Why?
I don't know. I couldn't find any more information on that.
God.
Maybe
this was insane.
It really was. There was so much cocaine going on. Like, Stallone and his lawyers argued that a motion of summary judgment. Now, this implies that the case, like the merits of the case and the law itself, make it impossible for one party to prevail if it went to trial.
Okay.
So, for example, what they're saying here is Stallone owns the copyright to these characters. Therefore, you can't sue him for copyright infringement of your script that you've used his character.
It sounds like he just chose the wrong thing to pick to try and get money out of Stallone for. You know
well,
what I mean?
It kind of does, but it also seems like Stallone is like, I like your idea, but I'm going to write this script now. And basically, like, because they settled
out. Well, you wrote this one in a weekend again, Sly?
You know it. So Anderson appealed because the judge had said, yeah, summary judgment, they're entitled to it.
Right.
And then when he appealed, Stallone settled out of court.
Right.
So if you're innocent,
you don't do that.
But then also it was like, do you just want to get the movie made?
Yeah, yeah.
Pay this bum off. It's a speed bump.
Okay.
You know.
And do you think that Stallone ripped off his idea?
Probably a little bit. Like,
yeah.
You know.
That's Hollywood, baby.
This was the last time.
That's showbiz, as they say.
This was the last time that Stallone would direct until 2006.
Ooh.
Came back in the chair for Rocky Balboa.
Okay.
Not very good.
Wasn't it?
Not very good.
Okay.
Stallone decided that for the fight, he and Lundgren, Dolph Lundgren, who plays Ivan Drago, should hit each other for real. After three takes of hitting body shots at each other, Stallone felt a burning in his chest, which he ignored. Later that night, he had trouble breathing and was taken to hospital. It turns out that his blood pressure was over 200. And Jesus. Lundgren had punched him so hard that his heart slammed into his breastplate and swelled.
Fucking hell.
Restricting the oxygen flow through his body. Allegedly, this is what happened, because Lundgren was interviewed and he's like, I guess if he says it happened, I don't really remember. But he did have to go to the hospital.
Okay, so but probably did.
Yeah, but also, like, it seems very flowery, the language there. Like
they were... Did this come out at the time?
No,
to like big up the movie, you know what I mean?
I think it was like shortly after,
right?
But it was like, yeah,
I believe it. The guy's a.
I mean, if you think about
slab.
Like when we're talking about Rambo or First Blood, like he fucking did that stunt.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He does kind of remind me a little bit of Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren and Carl Weathers really did not get along, and they had an altercation while filming. Lundgren threw him into the corner of the boxing ring, and Weathers was so pissed off, he basically told everybody he was quitting, calling his agent, left, and Stallone had to step in as director, as you would have to do, and settle it between the two of them, but it delayed the shoot by 4 days.
Wow.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, he helped Dolph Lundgren make sure he was in proper shape for the movie, which I find very interesting. Wow. This is Lundgren's first movie.
And what's Lundgren's big? Is this
his big
role? Like,
I mean, he's in He-Man. He's in Masters of the Universe.
He's Thundergun, of course. In
there you go.
That was when I was trying to sell it to Kerry. I'm like, hey, the guy is Dolph Lundgren, because we were just watching
Thundergun, the focus group.
Yeah, or when they were writing the movie, it's like Dolph Lundgren can smell crime. You know the episode?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's Dolph Lundgren. It's the guy. He's like, who is the greatest action star? It's like, well, Dolph Lundgren, of course. Exactly. Okay.
So that brings us into Arnie Watch.
Yes.
1984.
Has he got a Predator under his belt at this stage?
That's 87. Oh. That's the next level. Predator is the next level.
What was his big one at this stage?
84, Terminator.
Ooh.
85, Red Sonja. And this next one is the one that is like, okay, Arnie can do this shit. Commando.
Yeah.
John Matrix. And this is like, Arnie throws a pipe through somebody's chest and steam comes out. He's like, let off some steam. And they're like, oh, okay, he can do quips.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah,
that
like
kind of shit.
Action star. Like,
and then I think two years later, it's Predator. Like, right. So, you know.
And then it was off to the races.
Pretty much. I think when he hits Twins.
Yeah.
Twins is like his first 100 million.
Was
and
it?
He says he made more money off that than any other film because he's like, I'll take points on the back end.
Yeah.
And they were like, sure, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
You and Dan. And then it was like
it
a fucking
a
juggernaut. And he was like,
so would it be fair to say that Stallone...
He was kicking his ass.
Stallone was kicking his ass in the early 80s in terms of movie.
For most of the 80s.
Right.
It's after this, like Stallone has a few... The next four movies, you're like, they're all like 5.4 on IMDb or whatever.
Right.
Like, you know, it's not.
And this is when Arnie starts to dial it up a notch.
Yeah, Arnie starts working with better directors and shows a bit more range.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah,
you know, then T2 rolls around. Like in 6 short years.
What a movie.
T2 is, you know.
God. God, what a movie.
Okay. Tell me, hit me.
Well, I think that this might be the best movie I've ever seen.
Yes, Andy!
My fucking
Sunday is a burning heart. Do 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 do.
I mean, it's terrible. Okay,
but also,
but
brilliant.
It's fucking brilliant.
The first 10 minutes are insane, right? Like the first before.
What's the first 10?
The first 10 minutes is like. You get it's the end of Rocky 3.
Yeah.
Which is like that whole ding ding, you know, like that's the end of Rocky 3.
Oh yeah,
the
yeah.
The freeze frame.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. I think so. Like that's and then they kind of replay it to fill out 5 minutes and then you get like the robot.
I mean,
the robot. Like,
what is happening?
But also, like, it's like happy birthday, Polly. Like, and you're like, oh, that's fun. And then later on, it's the next scene.
I'm like, the robot's still there.
But then it's also like, Polly, you need to take your medicine. Here you go.
Like,
it's like, why is it talking like that, Polly? He's like, she loves me.
When the robot came into it, I mean, this is the most, like, it just, first of all, it's a mad dramatic, like, he first comes in, pew, 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 like, lights and all this, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then it's like, okay, maybe it's like a joke bit, and then there's like the next scene, they're like outside, the robot's still standing there with a serving tray. I'm like, he's fucking still in this. As the scenes go on, the robot is a part of this movie. This fucking big, giant, like, hello.
It's like, what's that music? And it's like, it's just playing music walking around the
robot.
House.
What is the story with the robot? What, like, this obviously is a Stallone move, that is.
Yeah, but it's also to show, like, Rocky is he's like loaded now, you know.
I knew that was an 80s equivalent of like, look how rich I am. Like, we've got, like, because they're so obsessed with futuristic stuff.
100%. And cocaine. Like,
yeah.
Like,
oh my God, I couldn't stop laughing. The movie, I'll tell you what, and we'll get to the bits, but like, in terms of pure entertainment,
it's pretty entertaining.
Like, I was watching it with Kerry, and she's like, the screenplay for this mustn't have been any more than 30 pages long. It's like, because you get the first half of the movie, fine.
Most of the dialogue is in the first 30 minutes.
And the last half of the movie is just a collection of montages. But like, this is what those 80s over-the-top montages are covering. This is ground zero for the fucking over-the-top, like, Trey Parker sort of voice.
Even
like,
Rocky had a montage.
Yeah.
Montage.
And I'm like, I was saying to Kerry, I'm like, wow, I didn't realize how based in fact those, like, mess Trey Parker, South Parky sort of songs are. Like, push it to the limit. But, like, those sort of songs. And like, first of all, the song's fucking ripped.
I want to talk about the songs.
Please.
So, Burning Heart. Tell me who sang that.
Don't know. Couldn't tell
Survivor,
you.
Survivor, who also did Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, okay.
So, like, that's when...
Was Eye of the Tiger Rocky III?
Yeah.
Okay.
No Easy Way Out, which is a fuck... When he's driving the car. There's no easy way out. Robert Tepper, which I'd never heard of.
Right.
And then you get fucking proper, like, most 80s song ever. Hearts on fire.
I'll tell you one thing. I've never gotten this with any movie that we've watched. As soon as it was over, I wanted to go back and watch it again.
Yeah,
that's how I felt. And I never realized what a fucking banger "Living in America" is by James Brown.
That was I didn't include it in my buff. That was his first chart hit in like 11 years, and his last one as well.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So like,
I feel like the difference might be I had headphones on this time.
Mm.
And when "Living in America" came on, and they're all dancing, all the dancers,
and Carl Weathers,
and Ivan Drago's like looking around, and like Carl Weathers is doing his thing and all this.
I will say what I picked up on this time was Dolph Lundgren is very good in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, his face when all that is happening, he's like completely like bemused.
He kind of makes you like, he doesn't make you hate, he's not He's not as one-dimensional as you would expect in a movie this ridiculous.
As I remembered him being. Yeah. I was like, oh yeah.
He's just a pure assassin
if
killer.
If he dies, like, he dies. That's, you're like, oh yeah, that's the line. But like even before that, when they're like asking about like blood doping and steroids.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
like he's like kind of uneasy looking.
Just like a little vulnerability to him or something.
And to be honest, I thought Brigitte Nielsen was very good at this. She's very charming. Like she has...
had no problems with her.
She has like an ease about her that is like she's so relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, and she... Now, Creed 2 is a smart idea. Creed 2 is the son of Apollo Creed, Adonis Creed, which is Michael B. Jordan.
Adonis Creed.
Yeah, Donnie Creed. And it's the son of Ivan Drago.
Right.
And it's like the whole thing is Drago and his son. I think they went to the this is before the Russia-Ukraine conflict had escalated. But like they like were exiled to the Ukraine, and he trained to be like a badass fighter. And now he's coming, and it's like son versus son. And like Drago is in the coach for one corner, Rocky's in the coach for the other corner. It's like really good idea, and it just doesn't really work that well. Okay. And it's a shame because I was like. Good
ingredients.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe if you took Stallone off screenwriting duties.
I have to say, Stallone is a far better actor in this than he is in Rocky 1, in my opinion. You may disagree with that.
I kind of do, yeah.
But I found he was believable as kind of a normal guy in this, and I didn't feel that way in Rocky 1. I'm like, is this guy like a simpleton?
Yeah, he is a simpleton.
But like in this one, he's a bit more like, you know, someone's giving him the business, someone's giving him the little quip. He's like, hey, okay, you know, like that sort of. He's got a little bit of like, oh, okay. He's got a bit of personality to
him. He's been hanging around with Apollo for all these years. Yeah. It's rubbed off on him. And Carl Weathers, I will say this. When you see the fight at the end between Stallone and Drago, you're like, oh, steroids.
Yeah.
Like completely like.
Yeah.
And then you see, and you think about Carl Weathers, and you're like, oh, natural.
Yeah.
Probably is on steroids, but it doesn't come off as bad.
No.
But the two of them, when you look at them, I'm like, oh my God, there's too much muscle. Too many packs. Like, how many packs is necessary?
When I see
eight?
I know.
10 packs?
When I seen him come out, Drago come out for his fight with Rocky, and like whatever way the camera is, he comes out, he looks like a fucking
10 feet tall,
a giant. Yeah. Like he does look 10 feet tall, where it's like it doesn't even look real. But like
you know what's great about this movie?
Yeah.
Sorry, like they get to it. They get to like Apollo wants to get back in the ring. He's too cocky.
Yeah.
And it's two rounds and he's dead.
Yeah,
and like
dead. Like, and that was actually like this is the difference between. I'm sorry to cut across again, but that was the difference. My issue with the first Rocky was that like the Rocky fight scenes, like
you only get 9 minutes of him and Creed.
Whereas with Drago and Creed, it was like it was. I was like, oh, like, you know, like where you're like there's a little bit of tension and drama where he's like, don't. Throw in the towel no matter what.
You know
what I mean?
It's very heightened. It's very stylized. Mm. I actually think Stallone is a pretty good director in this, in that visually, I don't necessarily think like the script is up to much.
No.
But visually, some of the stuff he's doing is really good.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, ooh, like you can't help but get swept up in it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, like, you know?
And it was like the way the mood just changes after it's like a big party celebration and then he's just dead.
But even like it's like...
They're
like, get out of here.
And all the like mad tight close-ups of people's eyes. Yeah. And all like, oh,
it's good.
It was fucking brilliant.
Yes, Andy.
Oh my God. Yeah. And this was the first one, like the last two I was going in not excited. Or no, I was going in excited about like, oh, I should like these. And this one I'm like, I may have made a big mistake here with this picking Stallone. And then I was like, the more this movie went on, I'm just like,
really,
oh my God.
Like the first 10 minutes, I was like, is this terrible? Have I forgotten?
Like it is terrible. But it's not boring at all. It's entertaining. It's like, yeah, you're laughing at it some of the time. But like, and then the last 40 minutes is just, I mean, they're not even trying to hide it. It's just literally one montage ends, another montage starts.
It's 50 minutes of Russia, say.
Yeah.
So like he leaves America at the 30 minute mark.
Yeah.
And it's like 50 minutes of Russia. And you're like.
Like he's got a kid.
That's the thing. He's like, I'm going. And she's like, okay. Like basically he's like, I'm leaving you here. And I'm like, sorry?
Yeah, like. It's not going to bring him back. Yeah. You know, and all
she literally says that to him. Like, it's not going to bring him back. And he's like, I don't care, essentially. Yeah. Like, so he goes and he's like, what's his line? He's like,
I'm willing to give everything.
He's like, you'll have to kill, if he wants to kill me, he'll have to stand in front of me.
Yeah.
And if he's to stand in front of me, that means you got to be willing to die. It's like, that's your wife. I'm leaving everything. Yeah. You know,
take care of the boy.
Yeah.
You know, like,
giving up my world title or whatever.
Yeah,
like
ridiculous. Did he act like
that? Was very vague as well. Where it's like,
is he the champ?
I know it's not sanctioned for the two of them to be fighting, but also like they mentioned, it's like, I think that's the first time I ever heard somebody giving up their world title.
Okay,
you know, and
right.
I'm like, but did he? Like, when he put the title very on vague. The grave, is that him giving up the title? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like, it's not.
It's a little vague.
Yeah, you know. But yeah.
But even, like, in the actual fight, like, when they end up fighting, it's got that, like, tension where it's like, you know, like, I don't know what the name of his coach is. The
Duke.
Yeah.
He's fucking dead. Tony Burton.
Yeah.
He's fucking deadly.
And he's like, this is what it's all about.
No
this
pain.
This is your life. Yeah. Like, no pain and all this. And, like, all of this, like, that's what I felt Rocky 1 was missing. Because I kind of felt like the fight in Rocky 1 just kind of happens. It's not really an elevated amount of tension, whereas this was kind of like, there's ups and downs. There's like, oh, now, maybe it went on a bit. To like, because you could see like there's zero defense with these fights.
Yeah, it's just not real. Like,
you know,
it's worked punches. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin versus The Rock throwing punches.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
but like it looked more realistic in the sense of like it looked like they were actually connecting.
It
more.
Looked more cinematic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
yeah. Granted, Rocky 1 was on a bit of a lower budget and all this, and it's
I mean, this is 15x the budget.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but. There's something about it that is like kind of undeniable. It's 87 minutes long without credits, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like, but also like.
Fucking yes, Terry.
Yeah, like, but like you say, it's like the last half an hour is he gets to Russia. I'm going to run in the snow.
It's very
and like Drago
nose,
like, is like I'm sports. It's very ahead of the game.
He's
with
like
the sports
science all this, and he's like I'll pull a sled in the snow.
Yeah, I'm
it's like literally mirror for mirror. Like
I mean, it's pretty good. You can't miss.
I'm running on a treadmill. I'm running up a mountain.
He's like he's lifting up a fucking horse or whatever. But like you know, the sports science thing kind of hit me this time where it was like, you know, that's what everything is now.
Yeah.
That's what everything is. And like, oh, Russia are ahead of the game. It's like, also the Klitschkos, you know?
And then the whole thing about, like...
There's steroids, apparently. They don't draw... They mention it twice. And like, one time you see them injecting it something.
But
they
see don't, what it is.
Yeah, they don't mention it again.
Can I ask, there's a thing when in the end, when he does... Spoiler alert for a movie that's 38 years old. But he... When he wins at the end. And he goes on this... speech about like
if I can change,
you can change. Yeah. Was this like was the cold?
Oh yeah,
cold
Rocky
War?
Rocky ended the Cold War. Did you not know that?
Excuse me.
No, but like that's what it is.
But was this peak like American Russia relations?
Terrible.
Was
okay. So it's like Rocky can unite everyone.
And
don't
did
you
it
know?
Or was it a bit like
it's like six more years before the Cold War ended? Like the whole stuff with Gorbachev and all that. Like,
okay,
but like that's the whole like it's pure propaganda.
Yeah,
you know, like at one point when they're doing the press conference. And he's like, the Apollo is like giving it loads to your man. It's like, it's proper.
His tongue didn't make it through customs.
Yeah, like, great, fucking great. But like, him being like, we will not be insulted. Your man is weak.
Yeah,
we are strong. We are Russian.
Yeah,
like, it's
even I love that when like they say something like. Like and when he wins or whatever, it's like hold on, when like
that's the thing
that offends him. Like,
what are you talking about? When he wins, how do hey Rock? He's like, hey, come on, Paulo, don't do that.
He's losing it,
and then he's like,
he's the one giving
also,
it.
But then at the end, he's like, how do I do? He's like, you did good.
Yeah,
like, he's
like
you sold
that.
The fight. Like you know, that's what it's supposed to be.
That was a great addition to that scene. just a little. How do I do?
Yeah,
you know, because
like,
think like, okay, it's the whole thing.
That's his. That's it. That's his shtick. It's been his way ever since Rocky won. Like sad to have him die.
It was sad. I knew it was coming. Like I didn't know for sure, but I kind of thought like, oh, doesn't he die or something?
I mean, that's the whole thing about Creed is like, he can never live up to his dad. And like, I will say, if you like the boxing in this, the best one of the best boxing scenes I've ever seen is in Creed. Like, it's right. It's incredible. It's like a, I don't, I want to say like 10-minute unbroken take of like, oh, wow, in the ring. It's really, really good.
Okay.
Like, the guy that directed Black Panther directed Creed first.
Right.
And it's Michael, and it's like
Michael B. Jordan. He's this guy then.
Yeah, and then he kind of, now he's like, he's, Ryan Coogler hasn't really done it in a while. Yeah. I'm like, come back, like, fucking. You see, like, when I watched Creed, I was like, this guy is so out. Well, let's save it for the Creed episode. I could fucking go on a rant now, but
every time I hear the name Michael B. Jordan, I just think of this tweet that I seen where it's like, Michael B. Jordan, the B is for basketball. Or something so stupid like that. And I can't unthink it. It's just Michael B. Jordan, the B is for basketball.
So I fucking love Twitter, man. It's the, oh, it's the best and the worst.
It
place.
Is, yeah.
Anything else you want to... You want
to... To be honest, I would just recommend to everyone, if you want a good time, and if you want just good... I mean, it's as 80s as you can get in absolutely every department. But the soundtrack, the score, the action, it, the ridiculousness, the fucking inexplicable robot, yeah, who's just in the movie.
Happy birthday, Polly.
I thought it was like, so fucking
at one point when,
good.
Like, when Polly is getting ready to go over to Russia, and she's like, bring toothpaste, Polly. You know how the tobacco stains your teeth. You're like, ah. Like, this thing has become his wife. Like... Give me a rating.
Oh, I would give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Wow.
Fucking loved it from start to finish.
Wow, it's an 8 for me, but it's a 4-star movie, let's be honest. You're saying it's a 5 or a 5-star if you're on Letterboxd.
I think so. I think this is a culturally...
I had hopes.
This is a classic.
I had hopes, Andy, and I'm fucking delighted now.
When you were watching it, were you thinking, like... Because I do wonder what's going through your head, not to sound egotistical, but no. I do wonder what's going through your head of, like, what's the reaction going to be to this?
You know? I was like, with First Blood, I was like, I think Andy's going to really like this. And then after the first 10 minutes of this, I was like, oh, I don't know if he's going to like it. And then as it went on, I was like... Even if he doesn't like it, I'm going to be able to be like, what about this bit? And, you know, like,
oh,
he's climbing to the top of a mountain.
Yeah. Drago! Oh, just epic. Yeah. Epic. Burning I fucking high. Loved it.
That's why I love the 80s, man.
Yeah,
like,
this is the best thing
this
about
it. This is proper 80s, though. It's not that fucking rehashed, like, Stranger Things 80s.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, I that. Want 80s excess. I want fucking...
Yeah.
Everybody on cocaine. I want, you know, like,
that's what it was.
Gaudy.
This was like a movie on cocaine.
Yeah.
It's like the movie itself.
Yeah. It's good. Okay, so Ed Harris Award?
For excellence in acting. I would probably, you know what, I'm gonna go off the beaten track and give it to my man Dolph Lundgren.
You know what? I thought I was going to give it to him as well, because I was like, this guy, but
like, he does very little, but
I'm gonna give it to Tony Burton, like, as Duke.
Because,
like,
great.
I was like, he's not really saying much in it. And then, like, when they get to Russia and he's like, you know, he talks about Apollo, you know, I raised him, and you're like, okay. And then, like, when the fight happens, you're like, I'm every time he's speaking, I'm like, fucking,
yeah,
what do you need me to do, coach?
Like, he is the reason why that last fight, that fight with him, is so intense.
No pain. You caught him. You hurt him. And he's like, he's just a man.
Yes.
And then, like, Drago's like, he's not the man. He's made of iron. You're like, yes. Andy.
He's blasted off into orbit, Terry. It's the robot again.
Line reading.
Line reading. Oof. Maybe Drago again. If he dies, he dies.
Pretty good.
You know, I mean, that's a classic. Yeah. You know what I really liked as well, when, like, Carl Weathers is like going to touch gloves, and he touches gloves, and it's like, boom.
I love it.
He's, and like, then the guy's like, you will lose.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah. I like that there. You're like, what's the matter, man? Don't you know we gotta punch gloves? Like,
yeah.
Just, and like his look.
Yeah.
Fucking good.
Yes. What about you?
I think if he dies, he dies. It's pretty.
You got,
like,
it.
You, you know,
it's iconic.
Yeah, it's the big one.
Oh, fuck yeah, Terry.
Breathed new life into this miniseries.
Yes.
All right, why don't you tell the good people where they can find us?
You can find us, let's not beat around the bush. You can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod. We have links to everything we do. We have clips every week. We also, if you're so inclined, have links in our bio there to our Patreon. Now, If you are a beloved patron, you will get these weekly episodes. You get them early. As soon as they're edited, they're put up there. You also get at least two bonus episodes per month. You get access to our hearts, more perhaps most importantly.
You get the big L from me. You don't get it on the main feed, but you get it behind the paywall.
Terry loves his patrons, big time. Oh, yes. And you get essentially about 150 extra episodes right then and there. You get our mini series on, or mega series on the MCU, ooh, our Ryan Gosling series, our 90s action series, our Big Willy's Flop series, aka Will Smith's Bad Movies, and you get us pitching. We come up with movie ideas. We pitch them to each other. We just have a good time. We have a great one coming up that we're about to record after this. If you want access to that, it's available right now. And all for the low cost of a fiver a month. Not 500 a month. A fiver a month.
You heard them, folks. And if you can't afford the fiver a month, well, I hear you. But you can do something else for me. You can give me a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Oh, did you burp in the middle of that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Now, Andy.
Yeah.
In this movie, Apollo Creed only lasts two rounds with Ivan Drago before he is ruthlessly murdered. After the bell.
Yeah.
But I don't want a two-star review.
I'll spit at that. I'll kill you for
it. Give me a like Ivan Drago.
Yes.
A five-star review. You get us, you know, on iTunes, Spotify, mm-hmm, any podcast your choice. Really helps grow the podcast within the algorithm, gets us back in the charts, and puts you guys right back in our hearts. Also, you know, tell a friend, tag a friend, share a story, all that good stuff. Really helps, you know, get more ears on the product, mm-hmm, as we say.
Uh-huh. Well, work is hard.
Whoa there, faster a minute.
Get faster every time.
So next week we
What is it, Terry?
We've bumped Assassins out of our
okay. Why? Is that not good?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's not as, put it this way, if we're cutting something from the 90s, we have Cliffhanger,
yeah,
Assassins, Demolition Man, Copland.
Right.
We're cutting Assassins out of those.
Okay.
You know.
So we're going an extra 80s one.
Yeah, we're doing 3 80s, 3 90s, 1 70s, and 1
2010s. Oh, yeah, I forgot Rocky's 70s,
So we have the choice for you good people there. We're gonna put it to a vote. We have Tango and Cash.
Can I give the little synopsis?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Tango and Cash, framed by their ruthless arch nemesis, a pair of mismatched LAPD officers must put their differences aside to get even with the brutal crime baron who sent them to rot in a maximum security prison.
Well, Kurt Russell. We got a lockup.
With only 6 months left of his sentence, inmate Frank Leone is transferred from a minimum security prison to a maximum security prison by a vindictive warden.
I know what has my vote. Ooh. Over the top.
Tough trucker Lincoln Hawk is determined to win back his son and triumph at the World Arm Wrestling Championships.
And Cobra.
A tough-on-crime street cop must protect the only surviving witness to a strange murderous cult with far-reaching plans.
Now, Cobra is a 5.8 on IMDb. Over the Top is also a 5.8. Lockup is a 6.4. And Tango and Cash is a 6.4. How symmetrical.
So, you don't want to pick this for me?
I mean, I'll pick it. I know what I want to do.
Well, that's kind of the... Tell you what. What is it? What one do you want to do?
I want to do Lockup.
Lockup.
Yeah. Because I haven't seen it. I've never seen it.
That's, yeah, but I worry that that's a bit too off the beaten track.
Yeah, nobody knows about it.
No.
I've got it on Blu-ray.
I've heard of Tango and Cash.
Yeah.
Folks, what do you want
to
hear?
Yeah, we're going to put it to a vote for you guys.
I won't be watching it till the day before we record anyway, so plenty of time.
Somebody had requested we cover Cobra. My whole thing with Cobra is...
What's the problem with it?
Not very good.
Crime is a disease. Meet the cure.
Cobretti, I think is his name.
Brilliant. I mean, the cover looks amazing.
And I think it was like, there was some sort of more controversy with it where it was like, it's written on a book, based on a book, and Stallone wanted to get credit for the book.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's written on a book by Stallone on the back page. Act one, act two, act three, just divides a page up in three. I kill bad guys.
So until next week, enjoy some fucking 80s music.
Fuck yeah.
are, bud.
Mm-mm. Great. Test. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, record.
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast